Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real, live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is John Sapper for Community Comment. It's 2014. I trust you made New Year's resolutions, and since only 1 week has passed, you have a 50% chance you haven't broken them. The new year does bring hope, excitement, and commitment to live life differently, like swimming more rivers, climbing more mountains, eating more ice cream, and less prunes. We'll lose weight and exercise more. To help us with our resolutions, our legislature and governor have brought us new laws. Lots of laws. Lots and lots of laws. One of the new ones will prevent the California Department of Fish and Wildlife from killing mountain lions that venture into populated areas. The department is now authorized to work with rescue groups to tranquilize, capture, and relocate the cats. That's sure to work, since these predators are very protective of their territory, and the reason they're coming into populated areas is because their population is exploding. This one will be fun to watch. I hope no one gets scratched. Another law, AB 35, is related to immigration. But the title of the law is, quote, Deferred Actions for Childhood Arrivals. If you didn't read the text and just read the title, you might think it's targeting obstetricians who show up late at the hospital. I'm not sure what the deferred action might be unless you live in Oregon, where one of their new laws allows you to take home the placenta after giving birth. You go ahead and make up your own punchline on that one. AB 119 deals with new requirements for water treatment devices. Cutting through the legal mumbo-jumbo, it says you have to be honest when saying what the device can do. Shame that we have to legislate honesty. Once you're honest, you can put in artesian water, deionized water, demineralized water, distilled water, flavored water, mineral water, potable water, purified water, reverse osmosis water, sterile water, well water, spring water, or sparkling bottled water. What about just a glass of water? Or how about bottled water? What good old honest mountain spring water? That's unless you drank Aquafina prior to 2007, where consumers thought the company got the water from a pristine mountain spring called PWS, which was printed on the bottle. PWS stands for Public Water Source, or City Tap Water. Now they have to spell it out. It's frustrating to think that some of these laws are passed to address honesty or lapses in common sense. All except the mountain lion one. That's just plain crazy. Have a great 2014. This has been John Sapper for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.